The Grassroots Institute of Hawaii just released a study that found the 100-year-old federal maritime law, known as the Jones Act, costs the average Hawaii family almost $1,800 a year. Now, the report was the focus of a webinar last week with two Jones Act reformers in Congress, Representative Ed Case and Senator Mike Lee, a Republican from Utah. Here's a clip of what Representative Case had to say.
From my perspective, what this study does is once and for all lend credibility to the basic underlying conclusion that the Jones Act does in fact result in major negative impacts to Hawaii in particular, and of course to other non-contiguous areas of our country. And I'm sure Senator Lee will speak to the rest of the country as well. My own focus here is on our non-contiguous areas because as we all know in Hawaii, but those that are watching and thinking about this for the first time, consider that you live in a state that has 97% plus of all of its imports come in by ship. So we don't have planes that bring it in. We have some planes, but not a whole bunch. We don't have any trucks. We don't have any trains. It's got to be shipping. So if you can get a hold of the shipping lanes, you can make some money off of that. And that's exactly what's happening with the Jones Act.
The Conversations' Jason Ubai spoke with Grassroots Institute President and CEO Kaili'i Akina about the study.
We're really excited about this recent study on the costs of the Jones Act because during the debates, there's really never been a resource to turn to that showed precisely how much the Jones Act impacts the Hawaii economy and how much it costs. We now have that. We were able to put together, using a gold standard, an outstanding study. Our research team is peer-reviewed. It's a great product, and it's available for anyone to view by going to our website.
What were the key findings that you found in the study?
Well, the big takeaway of the Grassroots study is that we found that the median annual cost of the Jones Act to the Hawaii economy is $1.2 billion. Now, when you think about that, that's a huge amount when we add it to the already exorbitant cost of living in our state. And because of the Jones Act, Hawaii has approximately 9,100 fewer jobs, and that represents a loss of $404 million in wages. Every year, the average family in Hawaii pays an additional $389 for housing costs, $248 for groceries and restaurants, an additional $200 for vehicles and parts, and $61 more for gas. In total, when we add up all the ways we are impacted by the Jones Act, each family in Hawaii pays $1,793 more than our mainland counterparts do due to the costs of the Jones Act.
Can you explain for our listeners how does the Jones Act add so much cost to regular consumer goods and things that they're purchasing and basically our cost of living here?
Well, everyone knows that we in Hawaii are surrounded by water. So is Puerto Rico. That means that both of our regions require things to be shipped in. Almost everything has to be brought in from outside. And the cost of shipping is exorbitant in part because of the fact that the Jones Act has limited the number of ships that are able to service Hawaii. It does that by being a protectionist act. It requires that the only ships that can be used to take cargo between American ports must be built in the United States, so we can't buy them from our allies. As a result, they're more expensive, they're older, they create monopolies, and in the end, the consumer has to pay much more for consumer goods that are brought by ships. If somehow we could open up the market a bit and loosen the Jones Act, we could have better competition and more ships serving Hawaii.
That's one of the arguments for the Jones Act. Supporters say that it does protect American jobs, including stevedores and shipbuilders, but you're saying that there's competition. What is your response to this argument that if we took away the Jones Act, we wouldn't have jobs for our local people and people here in the U.S.?
A lot of times people don't understand exactly how the Jones Act works. It's a 100-year-old set of laws, and there's probably no way that we're going to end up getting rid of all of those laws. In fact, the good news is we don't have to repeal the Jones Act and all of its laws. We can make a simple tweak to it and get the benefits of reducing the costs to consumers. That tweak we could make is to simply allow our commercial shippers to buy their ships from our allies, buy them overseas rather than having to buy them only in the United States. And the good thing about that is that it doesn't affect any other plank of the Jones Act. We could still crew them with U.S. workers, union workers. We could still fly the U.S. flag. We could still impose U.S. requirements in terms of safety of the ships. There would be no loss of jobs. The only thing that would happen is that ships would be available at a lower cost more ships would be in the market, more competition, and the prices to consumers would drop. In updating the Jones Act for the 21st century, one of the best places to start would simply be to allow our commercial shippers to purchase their ships from overseas rather than restrict them to United States-built ships. There just aren't enough in the United States, and their cost is exorbitant. Now, we already buy cars overseas, planes overseas, and cell phones overseas. There's nothing wrong with being able to buy ships from overseas. In fact, that's why the military pays foreign-built ships to transport goods. But the good news about buying your ships from overseas is that that does not in any way impact the other provisions of the Jones Act, the Jones Act provisions that protect American jobs and potentially, at least in one point in history, provided for national security. Those wouldn't be touched by simply altering the U.S. build requirement. I might add also that if the Jones Act were updated, Hawaii families could see an annual across-the-board economic benefit of up to $154 million, and annual tax revenues would be $148.2 million higher. And if we look specifically at modifying the U.S. ship build requirement and allowing our commercial shippers to buy from outside of the U.S., we could see an economic benefit of $531 million and $30.8 million more in state and local tax revenues.
Last week, I did speak with John Reeve. There was the study from the American Maritime Partnership. Their findings were a lot different than what you guys found. Do you have a response to their study? What is the major difference? I mean, how did they come to such a different conclusion?
The study you're referring to was put together or sponsored by the American Maritime Partnership, and they represent the shipping industry, and it is in their interest to protect the Jones Act and keep it the same. Our study comes from a different point of view. Ours is an academic peer-reviewed study that rigorously looks at the research and the data itself and doesn't have any foregone conclusion in the beginning. We wanted to see what the actual costs of the Jones Act were and use that in order to make decisions.
I know this has been a discussion for a long time with a lot of small business owners in general. What do you think this study is going to do now with making some headway on some reform for the Jones Act?
When it comes to reforming the Jones Act, it's important to recognize that the issue is not a partisan issue with Democrats on one side and Republicans on the other side. In fact, recently, Grassroot Institute brought together a panel of congressmen, including Representative Ed Case and Senator Mike Lee. One is a Democrat and one is a Republican. They were both in agreement that it's time to update the Jones Act, and they both agreed that it's to the benefit of all people, including union members and members of both political parties, to update the Jones Act, because the bottom line is that updating the Jones Act will bring prices down for consumers. One key to Jones Act reform is to recognize that in the past, there used to be only the option of repealing the Jones Act versus keeping it the same. But if we look at a middle ground and recognize that we can simply adjust one aspect of the Jones Act, particularly where we buy our ships, we can have all the benefits of the reduced economic costs to our economy and consumers, and we can protect those values that are dear to many segments of the society, such as protecting union jobs, American workforce, and ensuring that they have a safe place to work on our ships. I think the important thing is to recognize that the world is different today than it was 100 years ago when the Jones Act was conceived of. We do commerce differently. We do warfare differently. The geopolitical scene is different. The economics of the world are different. And it's time, at the very least, during all that period of time, to update some of the provisions of the Jones Act. I think that this study shows that there's strong need to do that, because it shows clearly that the way the Jones Act is now imposes an incredible economic burden upon the Hawaii people and upon our economy. It's time to update the Jones Act, we feel, for the 21st century.
That was Kili'akina, president and CEO of the Grassroot Institute of Hawaii, talking about a new study on how much the Jones Act costs Hawaii residents. To find links to the study, visit hawaiipublicradio.org.